want to thank Cindy Hogg and my lovely bride, and I know there were a lot of other people that were here that helped with all the activities that we had. And we just want to say thank you so much for being kind and gracious with your service, and we couldn't have done it without you. And again, I just wanted to say thank you. Amen. Amen. Give everybody a hand clap of praise. We're going to talk about something today. You know, we've talked the last couple of weeks about relationships. We talked about how a relationship was more than lip service. You know, when you prayed to receive Christ, it wasn't just about lip service. It was truly about, you know, taking that journey from your head to your heart to go, you know, this is a real deal. I love my Lord, and I want to serve him, and I want to become that new creature that God has asked me to do. Well, we're going to talk today about relationships between man and wife. And, you know, I know that everything is marital bliss. We've never had any problems. But I titled this, Laugh Yourself to a Happy Relationship, okay? And I'm going to kind of show you some things about marriage today that it's true, but it just is what it is. So we're going to begin in the book of Genesis, okay? That's where all this mess started, all right? So it says, then the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone, and I will make him a helper suitable for him. So if you read in Scripture, what did God create first? He created animals so that we could go hunting. We didn't need women. And we could go fishing, you know. We didn't need women, you know. We could go out and do those kind of things, you know. We like hunting. We like fishing. It's just where it is. Well, you know, you can only hunt so much. You can only fish so much. Well, here's what happened next in Scripture. So what's really funny about this, if you look at it, he's going to make man a suitable helper. But he says, man, I can't do this if you're awake. I'm going to put you to sleep. So the Bible says, so the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon man. Well, women, if your husband are sleeping today, it's God's fault. He started this from the very beginning. You know, when guys are just tired, they go to sleep. And when we get stressful, we go to sleep. It's just a part of life. So it says, so the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. It's good. And it says, then he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh at that place. Now the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man, and he brought her to the man. You won't see this actually in Scripture, but let me tell you, kind of paraphrase how all this started. Okay, see, man went to God, and he told God, he says, listen, he says, you know, man, I love to hunt, you know. I love bow season, it's fun, and you know, everything's cool, and I love fishing. I mean, it is great, but I'm missing something. I need some companionship. You know, Bambi is sweet, but, you know, that's not what I need in my life. He said, I need something. So God says, okay, I will create you a beautiful, beautiful woman. But he said, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. So Adam says, what can I get for a rib? And that's how that scripture came about. Now, I know that you guys won't understand this. A few of us might. But you know that in any relationship, there are two sides to every story. the man's, and the man's. No. But there are two sides to every story, and there are two sides to every brain. Now, I don't know if you know this, guys, but women's brains and men's brains don't work the same way. But there are two sides to every story. There are two brains, okay, and there are two different kinds of brains. There is the woman's brain and the man's brain, all right? Now, this is hard for you to believe, too. Women think differently than men. And men think differently than women. And the women always think that really it's the heart of the man. That ain't the issue with the man. It's his head. Because he doesn't think like y'all think. I mean, Pam just said a minute ago, she said, we did such and such for, we did a love offering for so-and-so. And I said, you did that? Well, they're here. And she said, No, yeah, they are. They're sitting over there. And she said, no, I was talking about somebody else. I didn't hear that. So the challenge with us today is that women think differently, men think differently, and it's not really sometimes a heart issue as much as it is a head issue with the guys. Now, women are more complicated. Men are more simple, S-E-X simple. That's just where it is. And some of y'all are going to go, oh my gosh, I can't believe he would put that on the screen. Life is life. Go back to Genesis. God said he created man, he created woman. And he said, I want to bless y'all. I want you to go out and procreate the world. Women think intimacy is holding hands and walking in the park. Man thinks something different. For me, I don't think like Pam thinks. Yeah. See, intimacy for me with Pam is go clean the commodes. I can score more points with her by cleaning the commodes or making the bed than anything in the world. But I don't think the way she thinks. So, here's the remedy if you don't want to have any issues in your marriage at all. It comes from 1 Corinthians. It says, but I say to the unmarried, it's good if you don't marry. If you don't want to have problems in a marriage, don't get married. Amen. Amen, sister, over there. Amen. Because we will. Because we don't think the same way. And you know, we kind of laugh about this, but God created us that way. He knew that guys couldn't think the same way women did, and women couldn't think the same way God did. Or men and women just don't think. But John says this, these things I've spoken to you. God says, let me tell you where it's at, folks. He says, these things I've spoken to you so that in me, okay, in me, you may have peace in the world, but you're also going to have tribulation. But he said, take courage, I've overcome the world. So it would be foolish for you and I to think in any relationship, because the Bible says that our fight is not with flesh and blood. Sometimes it is, but it's not supposed to be. But God says, I want you to understand, you guys are going to go through challenges of life. It's just what life is about. And it's where you put two people of opposite mindsets in a house, and then you're expecting peace? It doesn't work that way. Now, husbands, I don't like this piece, and you're going to see why, okay? It seems like it's out of balance. It says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church, and he gave himself up for her. Okay. Let me go back. Husbands, what that means is that you have to treat your wife just as Christ treats you. You have to forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive and then forgive and then forgive some more. And then when you're sick and tired of it, you have to forgive some more. It's just the way it is, honey. I can't help it. We just have to forgive, okay? Now, here's one of the biggest issues in the midst of this, okay? This is why we have to forgive. It's better to live in the desert than with a quarrelsome, ill-tempered woman. So if you don't do this, then you're going to find yourself doing this. And God says, here's the deal. You have to love them. They're not perfect. And we know that. But if you don't do this, then, guys, you'll be doing this. It's better to live on the corner of the roof than to share a house with a quarrelsome woman. So it's difficult, and God knows that. And if a man would treat his wife with kindness, if man could treat his wife with forgiveness, and we look at our relationships just as Christ would treat us with forgiveness, then honestly, we would be doing better in our relationships. A relationship is more than just lip service, okay? I mean, if you love your wife, then you treat her just as Christ treats the church. Now, sometimes they're not lovable, okay? Sometimes we're not lovable. You know, Pam has said repeatedly, and I don't understand it, but she walks around the house and she goes, I'm the winner. I'm the winner, and I don't understand that, okay? She understands that, but I don't understand that. So I don't want to live on the corner of the roof, nor do I want to wander in the desert. I did that before Pam and I met. And what I wanted to do is, honestly, I want to treat her just as Christ treats the church. I love her and I care for her, and I want to nurture her in all of the ways. And if it means cleaning the commode, I'm going to clean the commode. Okay? Amen. All right. So it said, husbands, love your wife just as Christ treats the church. But here's the other piece. Okay, and this is where it's unfair. Wives, just be subject to your own husbands as unto the Lord. Okay? Now, we have to forgive. It doesn't say anything in there where the wife has to forgive. It just said, be subject to the husband unto the Lord. Now, guys, what's really important in the midst of this is, if you want a peaceful house, then treat your wife like Christ treats the church. And women, if y'all want a peaceful house, then you need to be subject to your husbands, okay? Now, a lot of times I see guys go, you know, when I snap my fingers, that means, no, that's not what it means. What it means as unto the Lord. See, if you're living in a relationship where the husband is not treating you unto the Lord, then you don't have to be subjected to him. Okay? Doesn't mean that you divorce him. It just means that you don't have to do those kinds of things that he might want you to do. And the key with any relationship, it all balances around the Lord. Okay? So that's what's most important. Now, here's the law of physics. And just as much as there is a law of physics, there is a law of relationships. Okay? The law of physics says, if I walk off the edge of this, I'm going down. And it won't be pretty, okay? Some of y'all might come and pick me up. Some of y'all might go, he fell off. It's okay, get up, you know? The law of relationships is the same way. If you and I don't do it God's way, we're going to fall down. And it's not going to be pretty. And you see a lot of things in relationships today that are not pretty. I mean, you see divorces today. You see fights. You see all these kinds of things because it's the law of relationships, and we don't live the way the Lord wants us to live. The man doesn't treat the wife as Christ treats the church, and the woman is not subject to the man. And you have two people living in the house doing two things opposite ways. And the Bible's very clear. It says don't yoke yourself with someone that's not equal to you, okay? I mean, it's very difficult if you're a believer to marry a spouse that's not a believer because your beliefs are not the same. So it's important. And women, if you think that you can change a man by marrying him, yeah, y'all already been there. It's not gonna happen. I mean, you know, it's kind of like going to the store and you see a pair of shoes. You ain't changing the color of them shoes. They are what they are. And the same thing about a man. And the blessed thing about getting married is if you want to get married, then marry a Christian. But not one that just has lip service, but one that shows their Christ-like attitude and that would treat you just as Christ treats the church. And if you're young and you're not married yet and a man comes to you and asks you to do something that you know that you shouldn't do, but he says, you love me if you would, get rid of him. Because that's crazy. Because Christ wouldn't treat you that way. And the whole key here is be subjected to your husband as unto the Lord. Only do what God has told you to do. And the Bible is very clear about the specifics, how we treat ourselves in regards to morality and what is immoral and what God wants us to do. Now, here's the other thing, women. I want y'all to understand this. Proverbs 14:4 says, where no oxen are, the mangers are clean. But much revenue comes by the strength of the ox. Now, y'all are looking at me going, what in the world does that mean? Okay? Here's the deal. What do you find in a manger? What do you find in a stable? If you have horses, you have to go muck out the stables. Why? Because there's poo-poo in there. Okay? There's manure. If you don't want any manure in your house, don't get the ox. Because it's going to be there. That's a part of life. But the other thing is, it's as much revenue comes by the strength of an ox. Women are not created in a way that you can do the things that man can. So it's important for us to understand that when we get married, we're going to have to muck out the stables. It's okay. It is all right to do that. But understand what you're getting involved in when you begin the process. It's not easy. It's not easy to live together. It's not easy to think together. It's just difficult when we get married. Now, Proverbs says, trust in the Lord. See, if we trust in each other, we're going to fail. Because we're going to hurt each other. We're human beings. We make mistakes. And if you think your spouse won't hurt you, and if you put all your trust and faith in that spouse, they will hurt you sooner or later. And the Bible is very clear. It says, trust in the Lord. Don't trust in each other. Now, there has to be a certain amount of trust. But it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. What are the two commandments? Love God, love others. So he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding in all of your ways. It says, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. You know, it's like going to Dallas. You can go 59 or 45. But what we need to do is seek the Lord to go, which way do I need to go? And it is the Lord who will make our path straight. Now, a woman's brain is wired differently than a man's, okay? A woman's brain, it's like all connected together. It's like the super highway of the internet. It's like... Well, a man's brain, we have little boxes. Little boxes. And we don't want our boxes touching each other either. Okay? But that's just the kind of the way we are. Women think this one way, and men think something totally different in the midst of this. Here's some relationship issues that we deal with in life. Shopping is one of them. See, for a man, because we live in the box, when we go shopping, we know what we want. If I go shopping, I'm going to go get a suit or I'll go get a shirt. But I don't buy a shirt, I buy three shirts. But I know what I want. When Pam and I go shopping, because we don't think the same way, we will go to all of the stores. She will try on all of the stuff. These shoes are so pretty. I like these. And then she puts them up and walks away. It doesn't make sense. Or we go and she'll try this sweater on and go, I really like this sweater. Yeah. Okay, let's go. I'm like, what are you doing? We've been shopping all day and you got nothing. I can go into Academy and buy three shirts in 5 minutes, but we don't think the same, and it's okay. Now, stress is another issue that we have to deal with in life. See, if a man comes home and he's stressful, you know, wife goes, what's wrong? And we'll share a little story with her. Oh, but Lord have mercy, if the wife comes home stressful and she begins to talk. Guys, do not, now hear this, do not offer your advice. Because she ain't asking for it. She just wants to talk. Okay? That's all she wants to do. See, Pam will say, I don't need you to fix me. I'm like, I was just trying to help you, honey. That's all I was trying to do. Okay? The other one that's a big one, and I've been here, and most of you guys have too, anniversaries. If your wife says to you, after you've asked her, what do you want for anniversary, and she says nothing, do not take that as nothing. Okay? I did that one time. One time. Pam and I are still married, but we did it one time. She comes with this nice gift, and I thought we weren't going to buy gifts. And she said, and I went, oh, my Lord. Okay? The other thing is about stress, anniversary, and shopping is if your wife comes to you and she says, oh, I really don't need anything, but she then says, I'm going shopping. She will come back to tell you what you just bought her for her anniversary, okay? Pam did that the other day. It's like, honey, what do you want? I don't really want anything. Yeah, yeah. Her and Cindy, I think, went shopping, or I don't know how the deal was, and she came back to say, see what you bought me for the anniversary? I went, oh, wow, thank you. I'm glad that I picked that out for you.
See, we don't think in the same manner that the woman thinks. Now, here's the other one. This is important. See, words, we don't think the same. Okay? It doesn't go together very well. Like the word 5 minutes, or the word nothing, or maybe the sigh, or the term, go ahead, okay? Let me show you something. 5 minutes to a man means 5 minutes. 5 minutes to a woman is an indefinite period of time. Honey, we're going to be late. 5 minutes! No. To the guy, 5 minutes is 5 minutes. That's why the car dealership is doing so well today, because it's like you get your car and drive to church when you get ready. And I'm going to get in my car and I'll be there before you get there. But we don't think the same, because 5 minutes to a man means 5 minutes. To the woman, again, it means something totally different. Another word, nothing. If the wife asks you what's wrong and we say nothing, we mean nothing. Nothing's wrong. But, oh, Lord, if you ask your wife, what's wrong? Nothing. Nothing means something. And the problem now is you have to make the determination what the something is that's nothing. And we don't think in that manner. And that's the challenge. Here's another one. If a man walks around and he goes, I ain't finished yet. See, we're not thinking on the same page. Pam just wrote me the note. She says, where's the message? I'm like, give me a chance, okay? But if a man takes that deep sigh, that means life is good. But if a woman takes the sigh, just like that, that means you're an idiot. Okay? The other issue that we really have in life here is about the term go ahead. Okay? I don't want to sleep on the roof, and I don't want to walk in the desert. I don't want a quarrelsome wife. I want to teach and treat my wife just as Christ treats the church. Part of the message. Okay? There it is. But it's the term go ahead. See, if I say to Pam, go ahead, that means go do it. But if Pam says to me, go ahead, that means I have to explain my way before I do anything, because probably she's not liking what I'm doing, okay? So it's totally different. So here's what I want you to see in the midst of this. Men, if you go ahead, you're going to hear a sigh, and if you hear a sigh, that means something, and that something means 5 minutes, translated that if you have no intimacy for another indefinite period of time, okay? That's what that means, all right? Now, here's the message. Okay. Romans 12 and 17 says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. We don't think like women think, but God created us that way. And because of all the different things, the way we listen, the way we talk, the way we think, the way we act, the way we shop, the way we handle stress, all of those different things, a lot of times there is just this utter turmoil in a marriage, and God says, don't repay evil for evil. Because we don't think the way each other thinks, we can't get mad at each other, because the Bible says our fight is not with flesh and blood.
Satan is in the midst of this, and what Satan wants us to do is get mad at each other and repay evil for evil. And our Lord says, be careful. Do what is right in the eyes of everybody. And you go back to the very beginning. Men, how are you to treat your wife just as Christ treats the church? And women, how are you to treat your husbands? You're to be subjected to them as unto the Lord, which means, men, you need to understand what the Bible says, and women, you need to be submissive to your husband, period. And that's the law of a relationship, because if not, if you jump off and you do it wrong, you're going to fall down. And God doesn't want marriages to fall down. 54.3% of Christians are getting divorced today, over 54.0% of non-believers. More Christians today are getting divorces than non-Christians. And that's a shame. 1 Thessalonians says, therefore, encourage one another. I have seen women talk down to their husband, and then they get upset because their husband is upset at them. And the Bible is so clear. It says, don't talk down like that to your husband. We should encourage each other to make each other feel like we are something. We laugh about all the challenges that we have in relationships, and we're far from perfect, and we're not going to be perfect. But the Bible tells us, encourage one another. You know, we don't need a lesson at that point in time on the way we think. We don't need a lesson on the way we should act. God says, encourage. Help that person become who the person that God wants them to be. And build each other up. All too often I see marriage couples, they knock each other down. And then we wonder how come Christians are getting divorced. And we know the word of God, and we need to activate that word. Colossians says, whatever you do, work at it. You know, people say that marriage is 50-50. I'm here to say that marriage is 100 and 100. People say that marriage has to be a two-parter. I say that it has to be a three-parter. It has to be husband, wife, and God. If God is not in the middle, then the marriage is not going to work. So the Bible says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart. Marriage is something that you have to work at. And the only way you get better at it is to work at it. And the only way that you can work at it is to get better at it. And it says, as working for the Lord. I know that I am sometimes, and I don't mean this to be funny, I know that sometimes I'm not a lovable person to Pam, but she is a blessing to me, and she's always had this response, I will live my life without regret. And if everybody in this room would live their life without regret, that everything we did it unto the Lord, not for man, our marriages would be better. And again, that's a difficult place to be. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever you do, it didn't say some, but it says whatever you do, whether in word or deed, what you speak when you get upset, what you do when you get upset, the Bible says, do it unto the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Christ is the one that allowed us to stand righteous in God's sight, and Christ is the one that when God looks at us, he sees us through Christ. And if you and I could treat each other the way Christ treats us, there would be so much unforgiveness in our marriages that they would be so, so awesome. And the last thing that I want you guys to understand is this. You know, it's fun to laugh. It's fun to be funny. It's fun to think men and women are so different and God made us that way on purpose, you know, because Pam and I are 180 degree opposite. I know most people that are married are, but we complement each other. Where I am weak, she is strong. Where she is strong, I am weak. But if we understand that we don't think the same way, if we understand that we don't listen the same way, if we understand that when we have stress, we don't operate the same way, then we're going to go, it's okay. Because what I want to do from this point on is do everything unto the Lord and treat my wife, which we'll talk after a while about that note, okay? But treat Pam unto the Lord. I hate it when you're right, Martha. And forgive again, and forgive again, and forgive again. But we just need to love each other as Christ loves us, and I promise you that our relationships are better. There will be laughter in our marriage, and we will have an awesome, awesome time together. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise.